You're listening to Advocate Radio. This is the Lake Highlands podcast for June 26, 2012. I'm Carrie Mitchell, an editor at Advocate Magazines, and with me today is regular podcaster Ellen Raff. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Carrie. It's good to be here.
Also today we have Christina Hughes-Babb. She's the Lake Highlands editor. Hi, Christina.
Hello.
Not with us today is Carol Toller. She could not be here, very unfortunately, and she regrets that she couldn't. But today we also have some special guests. We have Ginger Grinsfelder-Greenberg. Did I get that right?
You did.
Okay, good.
Hi, Carrie.
She is the co-chair of the Lake Highlands Branding Committee, as well as a Lake Highlands graduate.
Yes.
So lots of Lake Highlands blood running through her.
Yes, and I have four siblings, so there are many of us.
There you go. Great. Yes. And also we have Jana Boswell. She is another member of the Lake Highlands Branding Committee and also the incoming president of Lake Highlands Women League. Hi, Jana.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. They're here today because we're talking about the recent event, Lake Highlands Streets, which Jana and Ginger, as part of the Branding Committee, put on. And the huge success that it was, attended by so many people, and also just the Branding Committee itself and what's going on and what you guys kind of have in store. So let's start, first of all, we wanted Jana here specifically because she actually had the idea to put food trucks on the town center land. Is that correct, Jana?
It is. I was just sitting at the intersection one day at a red light and looking at the pretty property and went, gosh, something fun has to happen here before the brick and mortar starts. And we go to Austin a lot. We have a lake house down there and love the food trucks down there and love the concept. And they're very, very popular. And I just went, how much fun to have those sitting here. And so it's just thanks to people like Ginger and Robin Norcross and the whole branding committee, it happened.
Was it what you envisioned?
It was bigger, much bigger.
Really?
Yeah, it really was.
That's great.
It was a wonderful experience. We had so much fun.
Good. Great. Well, I'm wondering, because I know there was a large turnout. It was something between, did you guys get a final estimate, 2,000, 2,500 people, including all the kids?
Including all the kids, it was probably closer to 2,500 people.
Okay.
You know, when Robin and I talked to Jana and we got the idea going and thought about it being a fundraiser, the logistics behind it really happened pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yes. I think we started planning at the beginning of May. So it was a really quick turnaround.
That is a quick turnaround.
And when we set it up, it was kind of a, if you build it, it will come type of thing. We estimated between 1,000 and 1,500 people would come. So we were 1,000 above that, including the children. And we're definitely pleased with the turnout. And, you know, our goal, yes, it was a fundraiser. But more than that is to show that that property can be used, that people do come out and they will eat and shop and spend money in Lake Highlands, and two, to bring the community together for events like this. I mean, we have the fun run and you have the home tour and we have the parade and things like that, but it seems like that late spring, early summer timeframe kind of lags in community type events. So
true.
We thought that if we could fill that void and then perhaps have another one in the fall time frame.
Okay. So you thinking maybe once a quarter, once every 3 months, or?
You know, we don't want to be set down to an exact time frame. We want to wait till it cools off.
It's getting a little warm outside.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's a definite goal. So we talked to the Butcher's Son and Gandolfo's and a few of the other trucks about, you know, late September time frame. We don't want to put a footprint on Oktoberfest at all. We want to make sure that's as successful as possible. So either enough before Oktoberfest or quite a bit after to make sure we don't step on any toes.
Okay.
I have a question about who, was Oktoberfest something done by the Exchange Club?
Yes.
And so
yes.
This, is it Women's League or is it more than Women's League? Can you explain?
Sure. The Branding Committee, the Lake Highlands Branding Committee, is made up of representatives from the top, but the most populated community organizations in Lake Highlands. So we have members and representatives from the Exchange Club, Jana, from Women's League, Lake Highlands Women's League, Lake Highlands Junior Women's League, Lake Highlands Area Early Childhood PTA. I always get those two mixed up in the middle. And then we have Lake Highlands TIFF, Lake Highlands PID. And then Lake Highlands High School PTA, we have a representative from there, and the LHARA, of course, are all members.
And Ginger, what was the last thing?
The LA
Area Lake Highlands Improvement Association.
Yes.
That, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Improvement Association. And Ginger, I remember when you came, Christina did a story, was it almost a year ago at this point, or maybe more than a year ago, about what is Lake Highlands? And Ginger was, as we just discussed before the podcast, the lone female on the on the group
this
that we interviewed.
Totally different
dynamic right today. It's all women. And you mentioned then the branding committee. So this has kind of been something that's been going on for a while. Where did this all kind of come from? What is a branding committee, and how do you brand a neighborhood? And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's interesting because, as everybody knows, Lake Highlands is not a city. We are strictly a community. We don't have a chamber of commerce. We don't have our own police or law enforcement of any kind.
Except that somebody commented on the blog last weekend, then why does the announcer at the football games always say, "Welcome to Lake Highlands, Texas," which I thought was great. Anyway, but yes, please keep going.
Feel like we're a city. Yeah, and yes. I think that's part of it, is why we want to come together as one and represent our community as one group and have one voice, you know, to externally and internally. And that's why all of these organizations have come together to put on events like Lake Highland Streets and see that we can help each other on our other events and bring us all together and make us the picture of Lake Highlands more visible beyond, you know, even Dallas, to people that are moving into the area that want to see a nice place to live, a great place to shop, a great place to eat, all of the great things about Lake Highlands, but it's coming from one particular place. You know, the Lake Highlands PID has a website. You guys have a website, obviously great. Lake Highlands Today, news source, two news sources, but we don't have a community website that said lists what's going on in Lake Highlands from a community perspective that has a nonprofit type of feel. So that's our goal, is to create that brand for Lake Highlands that everybody can see. We're one voice, one page.
Okay, so that's kind of to bring all the groups together, have one voice.
Yes.
And is part of the branding a website, what you're talking about?
Part of it, yeah.
Okay.
That would be one of the tactics to get the voice out. We've, we had our initial fundraising last spring was our initial fundraising. Then we went through a phase of choosing a firm or an agency to take us through the branding process. Then we chose a firm, and they went through phase one. They did a research phase, which was a survey of Lake Highlands residents and businesses. And I think the survey surveyed over 1,500 personal residents of Lake Highlands and over 100 business owners of Lake Highlands. And from that research, the firm created a proposal for us to move forward into phase two. And phase two is more of a visual creation of a brand and tactics on how to take that vision forward.
Well, is this like what cities do for generating tourists or something?
Correct.
So can anyone just do that? Do they have... I'm surprised. Is there no rule against this? If you're not a city, can you have a web page that will list your hotels and things to do around, you know, not that we, well, when you know of a good hotel, let me know about it.
You know, Alice Suites.
Well, Lake Highlands Area Improvement Association, if you go to their website, they already list a lot of community things. I mean, you can find a lot of information, but I don't think to the scope of what we're talking about. And
right.
It also, they can't create, I guess, the brand, you know.
But so what you're saying as far as fundraising, it would take someone to maintain a website, and I don't know what it costs to just have a website, but I suppose it's not entirely free, that would be part of what you need to raise funds for going on?
Well, yeah, eventually. I mean, we're just as I said, we're barely getting into phase two, just finishing phase one. So
phase one was the research phase.
Phase one was research. Phase two is the development of the visual part of the brand. Phase three is probably implementing some of the tactics, and then phase four would be continuing it on beyond that. So it's a long-term fundraising process. It will take a while.
Go ahead. Well, just one more. It was that, you know, I'm thinking in the virtual world, a website or a page, but would there be other things, perhaps like signs or sort of street signs or something around the neighborhood that would sort of try to pull it together?
Those are a few tactics that the firm and that the board would like to see happen, yes. But, you know, there are several marketing tactics that we would use to help make that brand known to everybody within Lake Highlands and outside of Lake Highlands.
Now, the firm that you guys hired is called One Fast Buffalo?
Yes, that's correct.
And is there is there an example, because Ellen mentioned that cities might do this, is there an example of another community doing something like this that we got the idea from, and is this firm been involved in something like this before that we could look at and see, okay, here's an example of this in another community?
You know, and part of the research that One Fast Buffalo did for us, for the Lake Highlands Branding Committee, mm-hmm. was do an audit of communities like Lake Highlands that were not necessarily a city or a chamber of commerce or a municipality of sorts, and then come back to us on branding that they thought worked and branding that they thought didn't work. So that is part of the research that we were privy to and going through phase one, and things that they recommended us do that other communities had done and things that they hadn't done. Said, don't do this, stay away from this, those types of things. As far as what One Fast Buffalo has done for a municipality or a community in the past, I don't have an exact example. You might want to check out their website.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Is Ben Jenkins still involved in that?
He is.
Okay, and he lives in the neighborhood, right?
He does.
Okay.
Yeah. My day job, I'm an account director at a PR firm, and the reason Robin approached me to be co-chair of the committee because of my experience with branding and with public relations of municipalities, for example. Mm-hmm. I've not only worked with the City of Dallas on a number of projects, but you know, Dallas 2000 being one of them, and then also the Trinity Trust, which are kind of citywide type initiatives. But my firm has also worked with the City of Farmers Branch, Corsicana, Grand Prairie, and a number of others.
So you kind of know your stuff.
We kind of know, yeah. And those are all, you know, cities. And in the term of Ellen asking legality, non-legality, you know, I'm not sure. In terms of what is legal, I don't foresee anything not being legal in a community, a group of community organizations coming together to make their community better.
As far as putting up signage and things like that, you'd obviously have to work with the
neighbors. You have to work with the city.
Like anything else.
Absolutely, yes. And that's where we have a great support from the Lake Highlands PID.
Mm-hmm. The Public Improvement District?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Becky Range has been a great support for us in that sense. And, you know, not only supporting Lake Highlands Streets, but supporting the branding initiative.
So you're working with all of these together. I'm wondering, it sounds to me like there are a lot of great organizations in Lake Highlands doing a lot of great things, but it sounds like you felt like the branding committee was necessary to kind of, there may have been some sort of just not being able to kind of achieve what you wanted to with everybody kind of doing their own thing.
Exactly.
Is that kind of what you ended up with?
Exactly.
So this kind of brings it all together.
That's our hope. Yes. That's our hope, and you know, it was realized, I think, in this Lake Highlands Streets initial fundraiser that we were able to use our voices and our talents and our contacts to bring a lot of people together and for one initial goal. So
lots of different groups, lots of different families, lots of children.
Yes.
What does success look like at the end of the day for this? When you think out into the future and you go, okay, we've done this branding.
You did such a good job.
But Jana
differ,
really,
differ.
Jana had a, Jana has, she said to me last week, I've been wanting this to happen for 8 years now, mm-hmm. This branding initiative. And I think my history with not necessarily a branding initiative, but bringing like Highlands together and understanding the history of it and the future of it has been something that I've worked on just as long. Robin and I also co-chaired an organization called the Lake Highlands Historical Association, which was rolled into the LHAIA. Mm-hmm. My grandparents have lived in Lake Highlands since the 50s and late 50s, early 60s. My parents graduated from Lake Highlands. My whole family lives here. So understanding the history of where you come from, I think, is a natural process of who you are as a person. And that kind of started my idea my thoughts and ideas into the branding initiative. And Jana has, I think, kind of gone along the same path of developing a single brand for Lake Highlands.
Well, and we need, I mean, I'm surprised how many people in Dallas don't even really know where Lake Highlands is. And, you know, it's obviously been a community for very many decades. And I think we do need a message to tell. And these are wonderful organizations that represent hundreds of families in Lake Highlands and involve families and concerned families and excited families and growing families. And so I think it was just the perfect thing at the perfect time. And again, I've been talking about it, I guess, or thinking about it for years, but along with lots of other people. So,
and so hopefully, is this going to be something to where, you know, more families will move into the neighborhood, more restaurants, more businesses? Is that part of this?
Yeah, or? That's the goal, is to make Lake Highlands a destination for shopping, for living, for eating, and a happy destination to come and try the unique offerings, you know, not unlike a Bishop Arts or even Lakewood, that kind of idea. There's no reason that we should only be strictly a bedroom community, that we have things to do and see and not just eating and shopping culture-wise to bring that into the mix as well.
I remember last year you talking about this, that I want things to do in my own neighborhood. I don't want to have to drive outside my neighborhood to do everything. So this is just kind of a continuation of that.
Exactly. Yes.
So the Lake Highlands Treats, it wasn't the initial fundraiser. You said you did some fundraising last spring.
We did. And the LHAA gave us some money from a fund designated toward developing a trailhead, if you will, or signage in Lake Highlands. So they felt that this branding goal would bring us to a signage, universal signage for the neighborhood. So they gave us the money from the signage fund to kick off the branding initiative. And then we had some personal or neighbor fundraisers that gave us some additional funds.
Kind of one-on-one, can you help out with this? Okay,
yes,
right.
Exactly. And then we had this fundraiser too to pay off phase one and to move into phase two.
So does this fundraise, because I know, I remember if the numbers are right, 1,700 people, the armbands were sold, and so roughly 8,500 is that?
Well, I think we were close to 6,500 in terms of expenses paid and that.
The proceeds.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
the proceeds
were around 6,500.
And that gets you started into going into phase two?
A little bit, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Fundraising will continue.
I'm sure it will. It does, right?
Do you have any estimates for how, I understand it's an ongoing project, but what is the cost of branding a community?
So how much does it cost to brand Corsicana, for example?
Well, you know, like anything, you can have a Neiman's taste or a Target taste kind of thing. So
where does Lake Highlands fall in
where
that
does
spectrum?
Fall in this budget? In the, you know, unfortunately, I wasn't in the presentation of the agencies because my agency pitched for the business. I mean, we didn't win it, but afterward, Robin asked me to sit on the committee to share my knowledge of branding. Mm-hmm. So I said yes, and here we are.
Because you're in everything.
Yes. Talk to my husband about that.
And your family is too.
And my family. We like to give back to our neighborhood.
It's wonderful.
My dad, oh my gosh, at Lake Highland Streets, so embarrassing. My mom told me afterwards, Jana, did he tell you this?
No.
He was walking around campaigning for himself to be the mayor of Lake Highland Streets.
Oh, well, he has my vote.
She knows his parents leaving.
We're going to have a mayor and a swag.
Yeah, is the session being talked about?
Okay, maybe we won't go there. That's just a whole other
book. He's just crazy. He just, I don't know, he's just silly.
How funny. How funny.
But anyway, so in the agencies that presented and submitted RFPs, I think it was arranged to go through the entire process of research and visual development and implementing the tactics and getting us to the point of, okay, here's your brand, now go and run with it. I think it was between $100,000 to $150,000 to do that project.
Okay, well, it sounds like to me that it's a nonprofit, that it's something that's going to need to be managed by some organization. Is it the Lake Highlands Area Improvement Association, or someone will be taking care of, you know, monitoring the funds and having some sort of budget?
Correct.
Right?
Currently, the LHAIA is, they are the manager of our funds. how that will look in the future, if we develop, if we, as we grow, to determine if it, if hiring a manager of sorts of,
so like your version of Becky Range or
exactly,
something like that,
exactly, a
of the Lake Highlands Public Improvement District,
city,
I should say,
or a community manager of Lake Highlands kind of thing. I don't know how that will look, and we're in the baby stages of this process. So we're just happy that everybody's come together to support and kind of on the same page and cheerleading us on to move us in a direction of, you know, hopefully getting some retail at the town center and showing residents that don't already live here that this is a great place to live.
Do you know if anybody did you talk to anybody who was there who might have not been from Lake Highlands?
Janet did.
I did. Yeah. I had so much fun. I was so excited standing in line at Wedding for Our Food. These two young men are foodies, and they're both students at UT Southwestern to be surgeons soon. And they follow the food trucks. Right. They'd never been to Lake Highlands, and there were a lot of people there. And the range of people there is what just shocked me, because they started coming 20 minutes early, and these families with two double strollers or two kids in hand and a double stroller, and then, you know, people my age and older, and it was the diversity of the people there, plus these foodies, you know, these people that were there. It was, I mean, I just couldn't do anything but smile all night, because it was really, it was fun, and it was cool, and it was just...
So how did these outsiders hear about this?
A lot of people follow the food tracks.
Well, they have it on Facebook. I follow them on Facebook. I don't follow them physically.
Oh, you mean
she's
a group.
Yeah, the
food trucks have a Facebook page.
Yes. Or a Twitter feed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't,
that's how you know where they are.
But you can on Facebook, too.
Yes.
Yeah. You can follow them. Yeah. And they followed them. So it was... They were having a blast. They loved it and loved the trucks that were picked. They thought picked good trucks, and one of them went in there. One of them sold out, and they left and went to, you know, they're like, we have no more food.
Yeah, it sounded like they needed a few more food trucks out there. Well, I went out of town. I missed it, but I heard that there was a little bit.
But what an amazing, I guess you wanted a problem to have.
Right,
wow.
And also the kids, I guess, I saw from the pictures, again, I was out of town too. I'm sorry I missed it. But from the pictures, it looked like there was a musician or they had something. Mm-hmm. But maybe the kids needed a little bit more.
Did you have more kids than you expected?
You know, we didn't really know.
You had no idea what to expect.
And the thing about gourmet food trucks that I think if you're new to it, mm-hmm. not necessarily understand, is that it's not quick order. It's made to order. So it takes a while to get your order done and taken care of.
They make it look a lot quicker on the Food Network.
Yes, they do. The food is delicious.
It's okay.
And let's see, Nami's is one of my favorite, which were there, and Butcher's Son is great too. A new one that's new to the area, new to Dallas, Good Karma Kitchen. They are vegan, gluten free, healthy food, and they said that that was their best event ever.
Oh, great!
And it was
really that's so great to hear.
Yeah. So, how many trucks were there?
There were 9 total.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was, let me think if I can remember. So Nami's, Butcher's Son, Gandolfo's, Cool House, Rockstar Bakery, Joe Dogs, Good Karma Kitchen, Cajun Tailgaters, and I don't know if I can say this right, Sasam's or Sam's. It's Korean barbecue.
Yeah, I've seen them too.
Yeah,
that you got. I don't know of anybody that you. Well, I've heard of. There may be a few more, but there's not a whole lot more in Dallas so far. They're all kind of getting started. But would you get more food trucks next time? Or
I think it's to find that mix of what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, there was an event at Valley View Mall a few weeks before ours that was after a race, and they had, I think, 3 times as many trucks as we did, and they had just as many lines.
Yeah.
So I really think it's a combination of the people and the way that the food is made. Mm-hmm. So we're still working in Dallas to try to find that mix of how it works.
Yeah.
But how to...
And we also had other neighborhood groups, several of them, which I sent them to you, sorry. But
that's
who came to research it for their neighborhood. You know, they had heard about it, and they went, okay, this is a great idea. So they came and were talking to the food truck people, and like I said, to Ginger, right? But, you know, just to kind of find out, because they thought it was kind of a fun, neat, different idea.
You know, the one that I've had for an event, that 2 trucks that I've had for events that weren't there are Trailer Cakes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking of, the cupcakes. Yeah,
those are awesome. Yeah. And then Ruthie's Rolling Cafe, which kind of has a Lake Highlands tie. So I think in the future, those are 2 that we may like to bring in. And there are some other Lake Highlands residents that have trucks and looking at getting some, you know, homegrown there too.
Well, the Dallas Market Center was completing their spring market today, and they put in the market hall a vintage finds. So they're one of the only markets in the country that has done that. I think it's their second market to have that. And they had, between the Trademark and Market Hall, food trucks out there mm-hmm. over the weekend. They had about six, and they also had, like, living room vignettes set up everywhere in a van. So that was really awesome. Fun for people, you know, maybe visiting Dallas for the first time, or at least there for market for someplace else. So I thought that was
fun.
Right. You know. Well, one thing I've noticed, I was eating at a restaurant a couple weeks ago where it was, we probably did it kind of a 30-minute wait for food, but the ambiance of the restaurant was fantastic. And that's the thing about an event like that. You are willing to wait if you're just hanging out and talking to your friends and, you know, there's that kind of thing going on. So that's great that you guys had such a wonderful turnout.
Thank you. It was beyond our, what we thought it was going to be, and hopefully people will turn out again when we do host another event. So,
did you guys have time to eat?
At the very end, you know, I licked a Cool House cookie my husband brought over, and I tasted a bite of a Joe dog, but
that was it, right?
Yes,
I was going to ask you what your favorite thing was, and then I realized she probably didn't eat.
Ruthie's and Butcher's Son and Gandolfo's all come to my office in Addison, so I've tasted the food trucks of plenty.
You were okay.
I was good, and I hosted an event at I was the auction chair at St. James Episcopal Montessori, and we had our event this spring, and we had food trucks there, so I got to partake of several.
That's exciting. Yeah. Good.
It was fun.
Jana, what was your favorite?
I didn't get to eat from too many of them because we scoped them out first, and then we were working and talking and playing, and then we're kind of like, it's 9 o'clock, you know, and stuff. And I can't remember the name of it, but they had the little fried thing with the crawfish.
And it Cajun was tailgaters.
That was, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm not a crawfish. I mean, those were to die for.
Carol said that was her favorite. The crawfish, what was it? Crawfish pistolet or something like that.
And that's where I met the little guys from Southwestern Medical. They were... Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were very good. And then I also went to the vegan place and had their we shared their black bean tacos and stuff. They were really good. So.
We were supposed to have Dirty Laundry, which is a mobile DJ truck and apparel. They sell T-shirts. Oh. But they had their clutch went out. He called me the next day and apologized.
Oh, that's the trouble with the food.
You
got to have clutches working. You got to check the water. Okay.
Gas in the vehicle.
And Annie Benjamin was our songstress.
That's right.
And she's a Lake Highland
Yes.
fan. That's awesome.
Yeah.
She's great. She also is a seamstress and makes aprons and bags and fun stuff too.
Multi-talented.
She is multi-talented.
That's incredible. Great. Well, thank you so much for telling us all about the event and all about the branding. And we'll be excited to see what happens as we go forward. The only other question I was thinking I was going to ask you is, the research is over. Did you find out anything that was surprising or interesting about what the research showed?
You go first, because I...
No. I mean, people really wanted the same things I think we've all wanted, and they also believe kind of the same things we do, too, that we love the neighborhood feel, and which, again, we are not a town or a city, but how we have sort of, you know, made it our own little town, and the families and the environment that, you know, that a family can live in, and the schools, I mean, just our whole community environment, they appreciate. And, of course, they want more restaurants and retail, which we all do. So
that was at the resounding drum.
Yeah, I think that was the resounding drum. You know, of course you think that crime or other types of issues would be the topic of the day on the survey, but it really wasn't. Right. It was more about the hope for Lake Highlands and what they would like to see in the future, not really a complaint board of what's wrong with Lake Highlands.
And I was thinking as you were talking, what is the problem? Why? I mean, we know what we would like to see, but as far as people not know, like, why would someone not know where Lake Highlands is? Well, I know why, because they don't have to drive here for anything.
Right.
That's why we, you know, as unrealistic as it may have been, Trader Joe's, if we had that, then everyone in Dallas would know where Lake Highlands
exactly.
was. So, and the reason, say, Lakewood is because you have this concentration of cool places all to go, where in Lake Highlands there might be some cool places, but they're all spread out. So... Maybe
is that kind of the issue, like just something that is a destination?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Well, there are, you know, there are several initiatives, and I'm not well versed on this, but I know that the Shop Lake Highlands, people behind that have started a networking happy hour, and you guys probably know more about that than I do. But I think bringing business owners together to, and same idea, same feel of a chamber of commerce type of thing, mm-hmm. and supporting mm-hmm. each other and supporting other businesses and us as community groups supporting each other, I think can only help us in the future.
But I also saw, like, on the streets is almost a little movement like that, mm-hmm. too, because there were people there that were not from our neighborhood. And you also don't know that one of our neighbors brought a friend who happens to own a restaurant or who is in the field of researching, right. maybe for a national chain. If they come there and see 2,500 people of all ages showing up for an event, yeah. sort of spur of the moment, basically, you know, yeah. that, okay, wow, you know, let's look at this very, yeah. I thought it was a great PR event, yeah. a great PR event, and mm-hmm. y'all wrote a wonderful piece. And
thank you,
yes, Carol.
Thank mm-hmm. you so much.
I just
thought
sad that I missed it.
I'm sad you missed it, too.
Well, we'll come in September yeah. or November, whenever it has
the next
to
one.
Yes, yeah. the next one. The next one.
Cooler, hopefully. Yeah.
Oh, please, by then, yes, because it's really too
when
hot
you
right
figure
now.
Figure out a way to cool the outdoors.
Good luck with that one.
How can we act this out?
Maybe the town center is thinking about installing misters. We can plant that idea if it's not happening already.
Janet got a good show of my kids cooling off at the very end. I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier in the day. But my daughter kept wanting to, she's 17 months, and she kept trying to get in the ice chest and eat the ice. It was so dirty. Uh-huh. So, and her feet were just disgusting. She had on these little flip-flops. And so I just put her and her feet in the ice chest to rinse them off. And she thought it was the best. And then uh-huh. like four other kids came and wanted to swim in our ice chest.
So it became the nice chest.
Well, it was only like this big.
They managed to all get in there at the same time.
So funny. They're very clean.
That's great.
Yes, yes.
Maybe next time we can bring like those baby pools and
yeah,
stuff. That would actually
idea.
Be a great
That's
idea.
Well, when I left at 9:30, there was still a lot of kids there. I was very surprised. Yeah. And they were down in the amphitheater area playing and rolling and tumbling. And
it's a fun little hill down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for both of you for coming and joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Not a problem. This has been another edition of Lake Highlands Podcast on Advocate Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.